Food banks and pantries across the Ohio Valley are seeing a spike in demand as a record number of people are filing for unemployment. Meanwhile, some farmers are facing a financial crisis, sitting on excess food they can't sell. Liam Niemeyer has more on efforts to send that food to food banks and provide some relief to farmers.
Tona Casey runs the Murray Calloway County Needline Food Pantry in West Kentucky, and she's put together hundreds of food packages to hand out, including to people who are recently unemployed.
And they would be crying, going, I just didn't know what I was going to do. And, you know, you put the food in their car and they're just like, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's been bittersweet.
She says her pantry has seen a 30% spike in demand since mandated business shutdowns began. And while her pantry has enough food, some food banks in the Ohio Valley are facing logistical challenges in getting certain items. Cynthia Kirkhart is the director of Facing Hunger Food Bank in Huntington, West Virginia, where they've seen a 50% increase in demand.
Product that I used to be able to order and get within a week or 2 weeks at max is now, you know, 4 to 6 weeks, and then worst case scenario, 6 to 8 weeks.
Kirkhart is competing with hundreds of food banks across the country for the same products, causing the price of things like eggs to more than double.
We're serving the needs of about 250 agencies. You know, some of those folks went from serving 100 families to 400 families.
These food pantries and food banks need food. And the people who have extra of it right now, farmers.
But obviously no one could have seen this coming.
That's Daniel Hayden, who runs 8 poultry houses in West Kentucky that put out more than 1 million chickens a year. He says because workers at meatpacking plants are getting sick with the coronavirus across the country, production is slowing down. He says his region hasn't been affected yet, but the potential of shuttered processing plants could leave chickens, livestock, and hogs stuck on farms.
The big concern is we're going to have to depopulate those chicken houses that are full to 50%. And that is euthanizing 50% of those chickens because they literally cannot be processed.
The dairy industry is in a similar situation. Chuck Mullendick is a dairy farmer in central Ohio who knows someone sitting on extra milk.
He has 3 farms, and he is dumping 3 tanker loads of milk a day from each farm.
He says dairy cooperatives would guarantee farmers receive at least some compensation for dumped milk. Independent farmers are getting hit harder.
A friend of ours went up to talk to him about buying some baby calves from him, and he said he's in tears.
Meanwhile, government officials and advocates are trying to solve both of these issues in the food supply chain. Feeding America and the American Farm Bureau co-signed a letter to Congress advocating for a voucher program. Farmers with extra supply could work directly with food banks. And for farmers like Greg Gibson in West Virginia, he wants to help. He's been able to sell milk to processors, but prices have been depressed.
The last thing dairy farmers want to see is milk being put down the drain. You know, if we have to give it away, we would rather give it away than put it down the drain. That's the last resort.
If he can directly help those in need instead, he's all for it. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Liam Niemeyer.